What up, what up, y'all? I wanted to touch quickly on 5G. There's a lot of information on YouTube and everything regarding all of this, so I'm not here to bring more information, but I'm here to bring answers on what we do about this, because this fight is not a physical fight. This battle for the human race and for our well-being is not a fight that we can win physically. It is a fight that we can only win energetically. But pertaining to what's going on currently, the coronavirus, partly what this virus is doing is forcing us to accept a new quote-unquote normal way of life, which entails depending on technology for interaction with each other. And they're forcing us to accept it as normal to not have human interaction, but rather to have technological interaction and to schedule chats with your family on your iPads and things like this. This is not normal, you guys. But let's take it a step further. What this is doing is, now, if we're going to accept this as a new normal, now we're going to be concerned with our carriers and the connection that we have, and make sure that we have good Wi-Fi and strong connection and this and that. This is how they will get us to accept 5G, because so many of us know that 5G is killing us. How they will get the masses to accept 5G as normal is by getting the masses to accept interaction through technology as normal rather than human face-to-face interaction. So, quickly, what 5G does is it is a frequency. You cannot see it, you cannot feel it, you cannot hear it. Again, I will use the example of a fork into a socket, an electrical socket. 5G, what that frequency is doing is coming completely against the energy within us. This human body is simply a vessel. It's simply a shell to live on this earth, this human life. The core of our existence is energy. So the deepest way to physically break us down is to attack our energy. How do you do that? You do that with a frequency that you cannot see, hear, feel, touch. Therefore, you don't know that it's harming you. What 5G is doing is it is destroying our bodies on a cellular level, on an energetic level. And there's no way to quote unquote prove that, which is why it's still being done. But what they're doing is there's so many to keep people accepting of 5G. Now we have to depend on technology to interact with each other. So now we think we need this really strong connection in order to keep in contact with each other. So now people will be more accepting of 5G. We cannot allow this to happen. 5G is killing us. It is killing us at an energetic level. It is killing us at the very core of our being. Now, how do we fight this? How do we win this battle? How do we keep it from killing us? Well, you know, you can do what they're doing in the UK and other places and start burning down the 5G towers. However, that's just a superficial physical answer. That's just, that's temporary. They'll just put up new ones. And, how do we really, really beat this on a deeper level than a physical level? We have to raise our energy of existence to that of the energy of creation, which is the energy of love, which is, again, the core of every message that I speak. The only answer to humanity's salvation is love for self. When every individual rebuilds their foundation of existence to that of the energy of love, starting with love for self, your energy now rises above all of these man-made things that are created to destroy us. This is not a physical fight. This is an energetic fight. This is a spiritual fight. This has been a fight for the human race since the beginning of our creation. and the only way for the human race to survive and not go through another cycle of extinction like we have plenty of times before in the past is to come to that energy of creation, which is that of love. Love is the only energy that will change this world. Love is the only energy that will keep us from destroying ourselves. Love is the only energy that will keep us from allowing ourselves to be destroyed in the name of thinking all of these things are normal. Nothing that's being done to us right now is normal. So let's bring it all the way back to coronavirus. Coronavirus making us accepting of interaction via technology versus human interaction, which makes us accepting of 5G because now that's going to be the most powerful, fastest way for us to stay interacting technologically. 5G is killing us on an energetic level, on a cellular level. It is creating death within our bodies and we cannot see it, we cannot feel it, we cannot touch it. So, again, the only answer to win this battle for everything that's being placed upon us is love for self. How do you rebuild your foundation to that energy of love? You have to go back to your subconscious, which is created in your childhood up until the age of 6, and uproot everything you were taught. Every seed that was planted in childhood until the age of 6 or 7 must be uprooted and discarded. That way you now have space in your subconscious, in your heart, and within you, your very foundation, for a new energy to reside. And that new energy will be the energy of love. That new energy will allow you to see who you really are, not who you've been taught to be. And if you just learn to unlearn everything you've been taught about yourself and everything you've been told about yourself, this is where your foundation can now start being rebuilt to the energy of love, the energy of creation. This is the answer to humanity's salvation. So, again, coronavirus, 5G towers, it's all a manipulative way to keep us accepting harm placed upon us. It's all a manipulative way to keep us accepting our own destruction. And it must stop now. It's time to step out of the illusion, guys. Have a good night.